My whole basin's all flooded out up here and everything, plus the hillside's washed out up here.
I was worried because I had family down here, family up here, and now here I was stuck in the middle, couldn't get up to do nothing.
I got up at 10 that morning, and it was already in the road. The water from the ditch was stopped up, and it was in the road.
This is Yukon, McDowell County. And that was Chris Frazier, Missy Hagerman, and Wayne Krager speaking.
Yukon is about 13 miles southwest of Welch, the county seat, and it's right along the Dry Fork River.
McDowell County was among the hardest hit by recent flooding last week. The National Weather Service reports that Welch had more than 3 inches of rain by Friday. All over the state, areas like McDowell are expected to get another inch this week.
I had water come through my back door and through the basement. My whole basin been flooded out and everything.
That's Chris Frazier again. We caught him on an ATV. Pulled over on the side of the road, chatting with his neighbor, Missy Hagerman.
My house was fine this time because State Road came and fixed the drain up there and everything, so we didn't get it this time.
By State Road, Hagerman means the Division of Highways, one of the state agencies sent to flood-affected areas to help reopen or clear impacted roads. Hagerman says her family and neighbors a few towns over were hit even harder.
Chris here, when we had the flood the other day and everything, he came down and he kept an eye on me and called me on the phone to make sure I was all right because my husband was at his mommy's up in Bartley.
Always keep check on her.
That's a few minutes down the road from Yukon, crossing the Dry Fork.
It's down the road, but he couldn't get out because it was over Bartley Bridge, English, all that got wiped out across the creek where the a few of my friends, it was around her. She couldn't get out. So... Some of the places got hit hard. Berwyn got hit hard where my sister lives at.
Not everyone in McDowell was impacted by the flood. According to those who live there, it depends on how close you are to the river and what kind of infrastructure your town has to cope with high waters. But several people knew someone who had sustained damage, and everyone could recount a year with their own flood damage.
The 2000 flood was the bad one.
I haven't seen it this bad in years. Well, you know, it's not really got up enough to get in yards and stuff like that and since back in 2000, I think.
Do you guys feel like every year, is there some kind of flooding, even if it's small? Is there some kind of...
Small things come.
Yeah, it comes up in their yards. And if you go down the road toward Bartley, you can see all this stuff up in the trees. Yeah.
That's Goldie Griffith. She's the wife of Lacey Griffith, a pastor at the Pentecostal Holiness Church in Yukon. He's been preaching for more than 60 years and can recall bad flooding dating back to 1957.
In an area where there's no strong economic sector and the coal mines are dwindling, Lacey says it's hard to rebuild every time after every flood.
Let me tell you about McDowell County. Sister, they're struggling. They are struggling. These people are struggling. They are trying to live. Hard to live here.
The West Virginia Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management is still processing damage assessments. The agency's director visited under a state of emergency over the weekend. As things begin to flood, the DHSEM and the National Weather Service say they're most concerned at this point about mudslides. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.
And I'm Caitlin Tan.